What's up, guys? My name is Tyler. Welcome back to another episode of the best podcast in the whole goddamn world. You've never seen a better one, guaranteed. It's Brain Dribble. We're back. It's episode 87. We have a backdrop now. Yeah, it's not even finished. The set's not done, okay? I've been working on this mural that's going around my entire room. I've been working on it for over 2 years. And it's my passion project that I've become a prisoner of. I started live streaming it all on Twitch, 2 years ago, and it's still not done because I'm a lazy piece of shit. It's winter now, so that means that it's the season where my nose just bleeds because you put a heater in a room and it just dries out you breathe in dry air. Here's how it works. You breathe in the dry air, it goes up and inside of your face, and then it's just dries you out from the outside in. And then when you wake up in the morning, you just cough up phlegm and you blow your nose and it's all blood. And I should probably get that checked out. So in this podcast, I want to recommend you do a few things, which is if you have a podcast, don't stop your podcast for any amount of time, because it'll take 0.2 seconds for competitors to pop up. That's right. There's not one, but two brain items out there now, in addition to mine, which mine was the first. The idea of a brain coming, the idea of juices being soaked out of a brain and falling onto the word floor, which is the podcast itself, has been imitated. And yes, I'm flattered because that's what they say. I'm just going to keep on doing intros. How about that? Hey, guys, what is going on? My name is Tyler, and this is my podcast, Brain Dribble, and this is episode 87 of it. That's the best intro you're going to get. That's the one. We're keeping that tick. Yeah, that's staying in. I am all out of ideas, freshly out of the... if ideas were a fruit bowl, I would have eaten the whole fruit bowl. Yep. All little pineapples. It's, you know, pineapples are the ones that, like, I swear I don't have a cold. I'm just dying. Welcome to my podcast where I melt in front of you. I've been working on this mural for over 2 years. I'm just lazy. I haven't finished it. I've become a prisoner of my own idea, which is pretty much what being an artist is, I think, a lot of the time. It's having a Stockholm syndrome for your own ideas. You're like, this is a good idea, and then you have to go through with it, and then suddenly you're 2 years in, and you still don't know if it's a really, like, good idea, even. But you're here, and now you just found yourself here. This is my content wall. This is my wall of contents. This is instead of a table of contents, this is the wall of contents. It's a lot better when it's like in a vertical format because people like TikTok nowadays. No more of that flat surface. No, we like vertical surfaces. So walls are just designed for TikTok, pretty much. Walls. Walls are a good medium to create into a vertical video. I think the worst thing about journaling is that they're not immediately destroyed after you write it, because the accessibility to go back and read what you wrote and think that that's important or something, to go through, to have revelations like on a daily basis and think that, And then also have the balls to think that that's important and that, like, other people should hear it. that's the real problem with journaling, because you might think that you found something out really deep inside you, but the reality of the situation is you're just portraying your depression to the world. I go back and I watch some of the videos I made a couple years ago, and I was like, damn, I'm not deep, I'm just sad. And I think that's an important distinction to make, is that not always. I think that's an important distinction to make, that, you know, not always, but sometimes I feel like I need a drink and it's like 11:30 in the morning, because a drink would make me more talkative or something, right? Don't you want to be more talkative? Don't you want to be like more sociable? Yeah, just pregame all the things that you have to do. Pregame work, pregame your interviews, pregame, you know, just hanging out with some friends. You don't want to have to show up and be yourself sober. You want to get fucked so you're not present and you're just able. Well, that's the difference, though. When you're drunk, you're more present because you don't give a shit about anything. When you're drunk, you are poisoned, and the demon takes a hold of your body and forces you to say things that you think, but you would normally not have the confidence to say. I'm constantly somewhere in between wanting to fix my life and wanting to destroy it entirely. Damn. Not entirely, but you know what I mean. You know, you just for fun, you know, for a little joke. I want to just go off the deep end. I'm officially 2 days clean of inhaling things. So that's good. We had 4 years where that was like a really good pastime, inhaling things. Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. You know, if you could like just take something and just vaporize it, I don't even care what it is. Bread, toast, you know, I want to inhale, like, you know, when you make toast and you burn it a little bit, you open the thing and all the smoke comes out. I'm the type of person who would be like, okay, but instead of, what a waste, you know? What a waste of the good chemicals that could be inside of my face. Personally, what I would do, if I saw somebody burnt their toast and they just let all the smoke come out, I would give them a little slap. I'd be like, hey, next time you make toast and you burn it a little bit, you open that door to the toaster oven. Because I understand that most people's toasters are like a vertical. I like a horizontal one. I'll get more on that later. I know you're really interested. More on my toaster oven later. When you open the door and the smoke comes out and you don't inhale that smoke, you're wasteful is what you are. Okay? Because there's some good stuff in there that you might want. You might want. I want. I don't think you know what you want. I don't think you even know what you want. I'm really not a fan of when they rip up a street to pave it. They have those signs that say raised manholes. And this is just truly not what's happening. They didn't take the manholes and raise them up. You raise me up. No, they didn't. They didn't. What they did is the streets lower. Because there's no street, you know, they'll say grooved pavement sometimes, but when it's the manholes they want you to avoid hitting, they'll say that they're raised, but it's the street that's lowered. So really what those signs should be saying is street lowered, manholes same. The manholes appear taller because the street is lower. But that's not really very efficient. I should say manholes appear to be higher than they usually are because the street has been torn up. And then that'll probably fix the problem with the lying, because it's the lying for me. I don't really appreciate the perspective that they're trying to push onto us, where I know, you know, I know, everyone knows that's not what happened. Okay, they did not take every man. Imagine how much of a waste of time that would be if you just went around and took a manhole and just, like, I don't know, put some more iron, some more steel to build it up. What purpose would that serve? What purpose would that serve? To make manholes taller. And just warn everyone afterwards. Here, just letting you know, guys, we made the manholes taller, and soon the street will catch up. It's a race between the manholes and the street. They just keep on going up, and they keep on going up. You know, I think it's very important to imagine a world where they didn't rip up the pavement before they repaved it. Because similar to how if you paint a wall, technically the room is getting smaller. So I like a world, I want to envision it, the world that I live in, the world that I want to live in, at least, because this one sucks. We can all agree. This world needs some improvements. So what we need to do to fix this world, this is truly what's wrong with the world, okay? We need to stop ripping up the pavement. We need to just pave over it. Just do another layer. And then slowly but surely, over the years, everything will just be taller. Okay? And you see, what are we doing? What are we doing with the ripped up pavement? You know? Where's that going? Because they don't just, doesn't disappear. What do they do? Throw it in the ocean? Everything is contributing to the rising ocean levels, rising sea levels, including the fact that we throw all of our useless street into the ocean. So what I'm saying is, if we built everything up, we could escape the rising sea level. We just need to make everything taller. That's what they did in some places that flooded. They just made the street a second story. I think it was Rome, Georgia that happened in. That's a real thing. There's a flood, and so they just built the city taller. And I think that's what Florida needs to invest in, because the Keys are sinking. And it's not going to be pretty when they do. It's not really pretty now. And one of the dumbest questions I ever asked somebody one time is, you know how you just, like, having a conversation, you don't really want to know what to say, so you just say, like, small talk things as if you don't know anything. One time I said to somebody, like, we were talking about the climate regions of where we were, and I'm like, oh yeah, New Jersey's, like, subtropical. And then I was like, I guess Hawaii is tropical, right? Guys, is Hawaii tropical? No, it couldn't be. That would be too on the nose. That would be way too the way that it's supposed to be. It's got to be like, I think Hawaii is a desert. I think Hawaii, something that's going to be really difficult if I keep this format in my podcast is to be not to sway. I think I'm like, I don't think I'm fully, I don't think I'm full blown autistic, but all I'm saying is that when in third grade, when they had us learn the recorder, and then at the end of the year, there was like a recorder concert. Everybody in my class was on the bleachers and we were all standing there and playing the recorder, and I was the only one swaying back and forth. Like, everybody is just still. And I'm, like, moving to the tempo. So, like, I don't want to say I have autism, but I definitely don't have no autism. You know? I'm definitely it definitely got me a little, as Shane Gillis would say about him and Down syndrome. It nicked me. Yeah. The thing that I need to do when I'm in public from now on is just wear sunglasses. I think that would make me a lot more of a comfortable person. I need to invest in sunglasses. I just need to buy so many things while I don't have a job. I'm buying so much shit. I bought 3 mics. I bought 2 Rode, 2 mics. I'm going to go do SantaCon. That's going to be a video that will be coming out. I'm taking this opportunity while I'm unemployed to really work on my YouTube. Because I don't know, man, create art or die, right? You know? If I can't improve my life on my own, why would I'm sick of showing up for someone else, man. I want to show up for myself. And I'm doing a real good job of that. You know, I was like, today I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. And then last night I just ate some, because the holidays are really just traps to keep you in bad habits. That's a fact, okay? Everybody drinks more during the winter because it's cold and it's holidays and it's just warms you up, you know? Isn't it ideal? Isn't it ideal to have your entire body be inflamed by alcohol in order to make you perceive that you feel warmer? That's definitely the way it should be in the winter, okay? The main diet in the winter is whiskey. And that's a fact. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And I intend to keep that tradition going, okay? I'm not going to improve my habits. I'm actively improving my habits, but I don't want to, which is the problem. That's where we run into some issues, is that the whole self-help thing is really counterintuitive. You know, why am I trying to make longer? I'm trying to take this thing that I hate, which is being alive, and I'm trying to make that last as long as possible. I think I'm good. I don't want to make this last any longer than it has to. That's so dark. That's so dark. And that's what I like. Once you go black, you never go back. I'm thinking about, like, I kind of want to gouge out my own eyes so that I could just get paid disability. Mental health problems. I'm sick of fucking seeing things. I think that would solve... I think being blind would solve all my relationship issues. Is that that's a problem. Definitely. That's definitely not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, let me speak about society, because I know what's going on. I see everything the way it is on the internet. I go in my YouTube rabbit holes about Norm MacDonald, and that is the world. In 2023, the world is your algorithm. And if you're not really into social media, it's kind of confusing, like, what you're even supposed to talk about on a podcast. Yeah, dude, it's a little shitty life. We're having a life. We're having a hard, it's a hard life. Listen. I don't have all the answers, and neither do you. And I'm not expecting you to try and give me the answers, but you're listening to me try and give you the answers. So you're listening to an idiot speaking. And that's really what podcasts are. Comedy podcasts. Listen to this idiot speak. I thought about doing a 1,000 push-up challenge. That would be fun. No, it wouldn't be fun, but it would be hard and it would suck. And that's what I like. There's only one thing that we all have in common, and that's that we are all time travelers. You think time travel is not real? People even debate. Why even debate that? It's clearly real, and the proof is in the pudding. You see everybody experiencing the same timeline as you, and we're all moving in the same direction. We're all time traveling on the same mission. We're going 1 second per second, 1 day by day, and we're all headed somewhere. We're all time travelers on a suicide mission towards death. We're all on our way. We're just going on our way. And some people make it there really efficiently. You know, maybe, I don't know if you could see the thought that entered my mind about efficiently reaching the end goal. You think people who are depressed are just embracing death more? Yeah, I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of my idea that suicide is a good idea. If your goal is to get to the end, which I suppose we all are working on currently. What's your project that you're working on right now? I'm currently working on traveling through time towards the inevitability of death. That's my goal. In this life, I want nothing more than to just keep going until I die. Because after that, nobody has ever been able to like report back. You know, people have died and came back. But is that really dying if you come back? Isn't this such bullshit? Isn't that such bullshit that you could die and someone just electrocutes you and like something that would usually kill you would just bring you back, you know? It's like shock him real good, you know? Put a fork in his hand and shove it in an outlet, you know, and bring him back to life. You know, here's what I'm saying. So if that ever happens to somebody, which it damn near almost happened to my friend the other day. He had a charger stuck in the wall and he fucking tried to grab it with his bare hand. It was stupid, stupid, stupid. But if somebody does electrocute themselves, I'm saying do the same thing again and just cancel it out and bring them back to life. You know, if you stick a fork in the thing and that kills you, well, grab a rubber glove, first off, safety first. And then just grab his hand and do the same thing. And he'll come back to life. It'll be great. It'll be great. You'll love it. You will. Trust me, you're going to need this advice. It's going to come in handy. You're going to thank me later for telling you about this idea that I just had. So there's this thing that happens when I'm bombing in front of no one where I get goosebumps. When I'm just sitting here staring at a camera, talking to it, trying to be funny, and I feel like cringe, just a wave of cringe washes over me, and I get the goosebumps, which I still have. And it's not because it's cold. It is because I am not funny. And at least, like, okay. It would be one thing if I was up here trying to make a podcast and really being into it. But I think it's at least good that I'm self-aware that maybe I should need to, you know what? Maybe it's not a good thing. Maybe I need to be blindly confident in my hilariousness because I'm hilarious. We're not even going to debate that. Okay.
We're not even gonna debate that. I'm a fucking clown. I'm a fucking clown. We're not even gonna debate that. I know I'm hilarious. I'm funny as fuck.
Maybe that's my business model. This is just to be like so unbearably cringe that's how I blow up. I'm like, I need to reverse engineer my humor and put it in a scenario where people are laughing at me. I should get a flower. I want to like grow something. I want to grow something right now. I want to make something blossom. I should get a cactus. Cactus is probably the easiest. If you want to get lighting for a podcast, and you don't want to buy like those studio lights, just put a paper towel in front of the light and it'll diffuse it. That's an idea you could try. Because I do tutorials now, apparently. I'm just everything. I'm a versatile dude. A renaissance man. I'll do all the things. I'll do everything. Jack all trades. I'm jacking off all trades. Why is it called the litter of puppies? Like, just throw them on the street like the trash that they are. Dispose of these guards. It's just fucking... So many fucking puppies. It's too many. It's too many. You're fucking littering the streets with puppies, you know? You give birth. What do we got? 12 things? Oh my God. That's too many. 12 puppies? You ever had to deal with 12 puppies? Me neither, dude. But she's not even going to have enough tits. Dogs don't have 12 tits, do they? I thought it was 6. Half of them are going to die anyway. Is that why they're litter? Is it called a litter of puppies because there's a high death percentage? That, like, you give birth to a litter of puppies, you got like 12 of them. By the end, you got 6. So the six that have passed on. First off, very efficient. Second off, those 6 puppies that died, that's the litter, truly. You fucking throw them in the dumpster and like a crow will get them. A raccoon. You know, things that root through the trash. A pigeon eating a dead puppy. That is, you're welcome. You're welcome. You needed that. You needed that today. Yes, you did. Yeah, I know. Listen, I trust me, I know what you need, and that is it. You need to imagine a dead puppy being eaten by a fucking pigeon. I don't know, man. Seems like the life. Seems like the life to just be able to not, first off, not worried about anything except predators. I guess that's the case in real life too. You're probably worried about predators most of the time. I am, at least. I'm worried about predators most of the day. I wake up, I'm like, hopefully today's not the day that I am targeted by a predator. The predator is such a vague word, to just an umbrelling, a vague umbrella to put a lot of things under, you know, things that prey on things. A predator is one who preys on prey. It's a little on the nose. It's like, what's that game called where you throw a dart at a dartboard? It's not darts. That would be too on the nose. Or that game where you throw a bowling ball at the bowling pins. It's definitely not. Bowling is so... That would be too on the nose. It's got to be something else. Or that thing that clips papers. What's that thing called? Paperclip? No, it couldn't be. It couldn't be. That would be way too on the nose. I don't like things that are named like obvious, you know? Shouldn't be. It doesn't. What's that game where you play basketball? Just fucking cut it. Cut straight through it. Just, what is that game called where you play golf? I don't know. I'm just throwing everything at the wall, like I'm doing behind me. Just throwing everything at the wall. We got this guy, he's fucking screaming, and he's got fire in his mouth. Spend a little time, analyze my set, okay? Don't look at this part, it's not done. But look at that guy, that's Charizard, okay? He's important. There's a bunny in a bottle. What do you want? This, I don't know what this is. Is it Angry Bird? Do you need an Angry Bird on your... Yeah, of course. Of course you do. I'll draw Subway Surfer on my wall. I'm going to get the highest viewer retention by just turning this backdrop into a Subway Surfer game. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. You're not on my level. You're not on my wavelength. You don't... Are you following me on Twitter? This podcast is brought to you by me, because I'm the one doing all the work, okay? So if you want to have pity, throw me some money on my Patreon, link in the description. If you want to really get something for your money, because this shit's free, then fucking commission me to draw something. I'm an artist, by the way. Buy something from me, okay? Listen. I don't care what you do, as long as I get your money. Yeah. That's the way I like it. That's the way, I like it when you're just giving me your, funneling your money into my mouth like cement and killing me with it. So kill me with your money. That's really important that you do that, because if you don't, I'll be forced to kill myself with my money. And that's sadder. In an indirect way, I'm not buying a rope, okay? Throw me $5. How much does a rope cost? So yeah, just throw me however much a foot of rope costs. And then you'll never have to hear this podcast again. Because we want that problem will be solved. The problem here is that I need to raise money from my podcast to no longer have to do it. Yeah, I think glasses cases. Is it glass case or glasses cases? Because it's glasses that you put on your face. But does it become only one glass when you're referring to the case that it puts it, but you put it in? Is it a glasses case or a glass case? Because a glass case would imply that you're putting loose glass in a case. But a glasses case holds your spectacles, okay? So here's what I'm saying. Those things are dangerous to glasses, the way they close. If you close it on the glasses like I did, you could break your glasses. I broke my glasses by putting in the thing that's supposed to protect the glasses. So I want my money back. You're goddamn right. I can't see. Do I have glasses on my face? No. I have glasses in my face. I'm currently suctioning my vision to my eyes by force. That's the weirdest way to describe contacts. I'm currently taking advantage of the suction. I'm taking advantage of the laws of physics for my own good. The way that sticky things suction to round bulbous things. I'm taking advantage of the arc of the sphere of my eye. Isn't that weird how contacts don't have to be like custom fit? Are everybody's eyes the same size? Surely not. You know when they say babies' eyes are the same size as like they're going to be their entire life? I don't believe that, because they don't start. You don't just get impregnated and then eyes. You know, they definitely grow. That's not up for debate. Okay. Eyes grow. So we're finding out the answers to man's most sought after questions in this podcast. Okay. Do eyes grow? Why are we all time traveling? What's the point? I signed an NDA, so I can't talk about this too much, but I will say that I did work for a rich is the wrong word. Okay. This is next level wealth. Okay. I got paid a sliver for a day's work, and it made me sad because I just felt like we're all slaves to money. Unless you have enough money where you don't need to worry about money, then you don't have to worry about money and you're a slave to something else. Point is, I did a day's work and it just made me really depressed. It put me in a bad spot because I don't like to think about the fact that I don't have money and how to get money. And then you have to strategically, I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I'm going to start making videos again and get 5 views. You know, I'm going to start doing YouTube challenges that, if I have this attitude, I'm not going to get anywhere. I just want to make fun of it. Thank God for the way that nerds speak.
Yeah, no, and factually, it's really not.
You know, thank God for the way that nerds all collectively decided to speak. Because I don't need to talk to them. I could just picture the way that they'd explain it to me and just teach myself anything. So why is UV light bad?
Well, you see, UV rays interact with your skin cells and make them volatile. You know, there's interaction there that separates them from the exposure causes a disruption in the cell lining walls, and it can make them volatile, and that can be causing skin cancer.
Wow, thank you, nerd. Thank you, nerd, for explaining to me why UV rays are bad. But I already knew that, though. That's why I was able to explain it so well. I feel like if women ran the world, the wars would be more insidious. There'd be more mind games. Like, men are just like, attack! But women would be like, wait till he least expects it. Wait, get on his good side and then just fucking turn on him. Nuke him when he least expect it, you know? Break. We want to traumatize. We want to instill fear into our victims. What the fuck? What? I've been getting a lot of these recommended videos where it's like, I made a secret YouTube channel to prove it's not luck. And they never make it, which is really interesting. Just takes years. Just takes years of grinding, of fucking grinding every day. You just gotta grind. And if that's what it takes, I'm willing to put up with it because I don't want to go back to a 9-to-5. I'll just get a part-time job until this starts working. I don't think it's possible to eat at a leisurely pace in your car. I think something about the nature of being in your car and eating food makes you scarf it down in a just disrespectful way to your body. Just the way that you are treating yourself but to this meal, this esteemed meal of Taco Bell and Baja Blast. I don't get Taco Bell, but I will fuck up a Baja Blast. Something about eating in your car just inherently has a sense of urgency to it. Like the atmosphere, it's just a fast-paced atmosphere where you're just trying to fucking get things done. I think I just need to do everything in my car because that'll put me into an immediate flow state where I'm just I am purposeful. The goal in right now is to eat the food that you bought. Eat it in your car. Like, you couldn't even wait until you got home. You just need to eat it now. There's no way to casually eat something. I feel like more and more often, actually, I just kind of dip out for a little bit while I'm eating. It's more of like a process that I forget about after it's done. You ever do that where you order food and then all of a sudden you're done eating it? Like, where did it go? All of a sudden, one second I was ordering the food. The next second, all of it was inside of me. And now I can only appreciate the lump in my stomach where I can see that it's bigger, is more bulging physics at play. Check this out. I got an email from Jobs. That's awesome. Good morning. I hope you are doing well. My name is Khalid Endar, and I am the recruiting coordinator at Halvik, a place I've never applied to. We were impressed by your background on our application tracking system and would like to invite you to interview with us for our video editor position. The goal of this interview is for us to get to know you better and for you to ask any questions you may have. We want to ensure your goals and ambitions match our company's culture and position. We are looking forward to hearing back from you soon. Sincerely, Khalid Endar, recruiting coordinator. And no footer. So he's from Halvik. Probably real. This is definitely real, actually. I know it. I know it to be true. Yeah, the job market's tough, man. Stay safe out there, I guess. I think that's all I got for this episode. Thank you for joining me. We're getting back into the swing of things. It's a podcast. And I'll see you next time. Peace.